This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and right around the corner from the Tampa Bay Yankees and the New York Yankees spring training complex, too. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. Also, on MeWe, the same way. Gab, the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captains America, capitalize the word America. And on Parler, we're on there at The Captains America. And don't forget, we have a website, too, the Captains America, thirdwatch.com. Got all the bases covered. And with that, here is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Morning.
All right. So, Texas is going to open up, which is a great thing. Mississippi is doing the same, which is another great thing. I heard the governor talk about the casinos along the Gulf. That obviously is a big revenue producer for Mississippi, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So where do we go from here, Coach? Because I think Florida's right behind a matter of just a few weeks.
Yeah, the interesting thing, too, is that the CDC has, we don't know where Fauci really is on this one, but the CDC is now saying that if you've had at least one vaccine, that you don't have to have a mask and that you can gather normally wherever you want to gather.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what Fauci has to really say about that one. You know, he's kind of slippery on these things. we don't know if he's really approved all that or not.
We were talking about him at lunch yesterday at Mission Barbecue, and one of our friends that was over there had a fishing boat, and he usually goes out about 75, 80, 90 miles. He said he'd like to invite Dr. Fauci down to go fishing out there in the deep water out in the Gulf, and maybe that might be the last time we see him.
Like the last part.
That was his thought. That was his thought. But anyway, it was just done in jest. It wasn't, you know, like we're going to get rid of the guy. But really, I mean, the guy, what the hell? One week he'll say one thing, and by the end of the week, he's saying something totally different.
Well, he's trying to remain
relevant.
I guess, yeah, you know. yeah, important. Sought after.
What a dope. All right. Well, let's talk about New York Governor Cuomo. Another woman, of course, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, but another woman has come out. And by the way, there's a picture of this deal. And there's no doubt about the fact that he wasn't playing touchy-feely with her, at least with her face. And this is just unbelievable what's going on here. And the other thing is, I don't know what we're going to do about Cuomo, but the the Attorney General, Letitia James, I believe is her name, she is hot to trot all over the case here right now, right?
Well, yeah, and the legislature has come to some kind of action where they are revoking his emergency powers.
Right.
So that happened late yesterday afternoon.
Yes, it did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they reached an agreement. All right.
This tells you when something like that happens that you know he cannot govern. They don't trust him.
No.
So just by the virtue of the fact that the legislature did that, mm-hmm. I would say it's time for him to go. Mm-hmm. But it's time for him to go mm-hmm. because really of the nursing homes and not because of all this other,
correct.
You know, other nonsense.
All right, let's take a quick call here. Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's your question for Denise?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning, Denise. One mention was that there was a local news broadcast that there were cars seen the day before yesterday leaving the governor's mansion up here in Albany, New York. And I assume I don't know, but I wonder whether if the FBI may have been grilling him over some of what he might have done in the nursing home scandal, where now they're using these women to more or less try to bury this nursing home debacle that he had committed as far as...
Okay, let's see what Denise says.
Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you, Captain, last night, I had mentioned to you, you didn't get my question right. I was talking about Peter Navarro, who was in the President Trump's cabinet, had mentioned mm-hmm. that there are at least three indictments that are going to be opened here or not in the near future. So I just kind of wonder whether Denise might have known anything about that. But I'll hear all.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Indictments against who, Denise?
People in the Durham operation. I did see he didn't name the three, but I did see where he is suggesting that there were three that they were looking at, and apparently the three were former FBI. Just because they have left the Bureau doesn't mean that they cannot be charged.
Gee, so, could it be Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, and the other one there? What the hell's his name? The assistant director?
McCabe.
Yeah. Could it be those three?
It very well could be. We have no idea.
Okay. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere. And so far, if that happens, by the way, that'll be big news. And you'll hear us breaking in with a bulletin about that if that indeed happens. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. I take Relief Factor a couple times a day on a regular basis, have been for about 5 years now. It's part of my integrated health plan that helps to reduce the inflammation that I have in my left ankle and foot, plus the pain and the discomfort that I've got there. Now, it's because of the products that are in it, the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which goes right straight to the source of the pain and gets rid of it and helps to reduce the inflammation that you have. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product. It also supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort you're in, and it supports healthy joints and muscles, too. Now, you can get it for $19.95, the three-week quick start. That's where you start. You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and make sure you try that $19.95 three-week quick start. Tens of thousands of people have found out what I know. It works. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and I'll bet there's days you need Relief Factor.
Yeah, I mean, I have a bad shoulder, and I'm never not in pain.
There you go. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go back to this immigration thing, and it's a terrible wreck in California. Now, this happens, not the wreck, but the smuggling people in along that border, all the way from El Paso, all the way to California, San Diego, it happens all the time. And the problem is, just when you think you got it stopped in one area, they start in another area. Now, my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, there were 27 people in a 1999 Ford Expedition. Did you hear that correctly?
I did.
And 15 of them, as of 2 hours ago, had died. That means, and there's some other people that may die because their injuries are extremely serious, as you might well expect, because when the vehicle got hit by the semi, which they're still trying to figure out if the vehicle ran a stop sign and that's how come it got
hit.
Okay, got hit by the semi. Now, was there a second vehicle traveling with this one? Did I understand that correctly?
Well, it looks like that they were part of a convoy, if you will, and they apparently went through an old part of the fence that was built between 2007 and 2009. And it looks like kind of what they did was they rammed a section of that fence, and they were, you know, trying to, you know, get away from there. And so first SUV ran a stop sign, and a very large hauling truck that was actually hauling two of those massive trailers.
Yeah, it was a set of pups.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hit it. Now, I think the driver of the SUV died. The
yes.
driver of the big truck, he had minor injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second vehicle, Border Patrol actually saw where the fence was, it looked like either rammed or, you know, somehow destroyed, that they went through, and they were able to arrest those in the second vehicle. So, at the first scene, I think there's 12 or 13 that are dead. I don't know how, many. I think there were eight that were transported for whatever injury. So what this really tells you is the questions coming to Jen Psaki at the White House ought to be quite interesting, because they're encouraging,
mm-hmm.
his policies are encouraging this very thing.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, you have them packing them. I mean, they're just literally being packed in and forcing their way in, and didn't kind of turn out well. So now the additional investigation is to see who was leading this convoy, if you will, what these people paid to, you know, get into the United States, who they paid it to, you know, all those other kinds of things. So there's still more investigation to happen.
Yeah. By the way, we had a military convoy involved in an accident yesterday, not in the same area, but east of San Diego on I-8.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know
mm-hmm.
if there were any injuries, but I saw them putting the, you know, the vehicles back together and towing a couple out of the way and all that stuff. But they smacked into each other, military vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
not uncommon. They're on that road all the time for whatever reason. All right. Now, talking about something that we need to really get into here, because a lot of people are asking me questions about H.R. 1. Now, H.R. 1 is coming under heavy fire, as well it should, and the chances of passage seem to be dwindling a little bit as people find out about what this is.
Well, yeah, I mean, first of all, the original sponsor is John Sarbanes,
mm-hmm.
and this has kind of been in his wheelhouse for a very long time, going back to the Sarbanes-Oxley legislation many, many, many years ago. But this particular bill has gone through the Committee on House Administration, in addition to the committees on intelligence, judiciary, oversight and reform, science, space and technology, blah, blah, blah. So it's made its way through all of those committees. Now, I would like to see some lawyers, step in here and tell us why just what is on paper is constitutional. Because we have a federalist system of government, meaning that all things elections, all things voting are done at the state level. The only thing that the feds do is make sure that, you know, voting rights are not violated. So I really want a summary from several experts when it comes to this proposed legislation, and we should really be going on the attack that we have pretty much every single Democrat in the House that has co-sponsored this now, and we need to be saying to them that you are behaving unconstitutionally. You are supposed to be protecting us in a legitimate vote, and they're clearly not doing that. But anyway, it's got quite the index. They're talking about political action committees, they're talking about ethics, foreign agents registration, eligibility and certification, they're talking about, foreign donations, election hacking, signatures, territorial rights. I mean, it's really, it wasn't something that was recently concocted. This is a piece of legislation that the Democrats inside government and then the think tanks and whatnot have been working on for quite some time. And my gut almost tells me that this was done by Mark Elias over there at Perkins Coie, to be honest with you.
Okay.
This is right up his alley.
Now, before we run out of time, Neera Tanden did not get in. Her name was withdrawn.
Yep.
Not surprised about that?
Well, I kind of am, because the Biden administration only 2 days ago had come out and said they're going to dig in their heels to force this thing. But it was kind of like the longer it went on, the less support she was getting out of the Democrats in the Senate side. So they didn't have any choice but to pull her nomination.
Yeah, and keep your eyes on Politico, because they reported yesterday four major bills that Nancy Pelosi is behind are likely going to die in the Senate.
Well, you know, anything that comes out of the House here under Pelosi should die in the Senate.
Yeah, including that stimulus plan.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, they have pulled the bridge to nowhere, otherwise known between New York and Canada. That's come out. And then the additional subsidies to the railroads have come out.
And they pulled out their pay raises, too, their congressional pay raises they were all going to get. That's gone.
I never saw that one.
Yeah, it was in there, and they pulled it. Mm-hmm. And then,
I didn't see it.
Yep, it was there, and they pulled it. And the other thing is it looks like the $15 an hour is going, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, and I'm sure you got plenty to write about today.
I do, son.
All right, you take care. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And that's Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go check her out on the web. Read all her great articles. In the meantime, I'm coming back with our military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why should I do?
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Tuesday a partnership between drug makers Johnson & Johnson and Merck to accelerate production of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. The shot has begun to be administered after the first shipments of the vaccine were delivered early this week. The president said that with the expanded production capabilities, the timeline for there to be enough shots for all adults that want one has been accelerated.
The prior administration had contracted for not nearly enough vaccine to cover adults in America. We rectified that. About 3 weeks ago, we were able to say that we'll have enough vaccine supply for adults by the end of July. And I'm pleased to announce today, as a consequence of the stepped-up process that I've ordered and just outlined, this country will have enough vaccine supply, I'll say it again, for every adult in America by the end of May.
This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of the Military and Veterans News brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at NAA.edu, and I will tell you where their locations are. And you always want to make sure that you take the tour. Call them up, schedule an opportunity to take the tour. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. So you folks up there in New England, you can go there and take the tour of their campus. Now, down here, Clearwater, Florida, I'm in Tampa, so they're on the other side of the bay over there in Clearwater. But all you have to do is call them up at 800-659-2080. Again, that number is 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at whichever one of the campuses that's closest and easiest for you to get to. Now, you'll have a chance to talk to the students. You'll have a chance to talk to somebody in the faculty. You'll have a chance to see what's involved. And I'm telling you, They're going to dazzle you with your footwork, but you are going to be very, very impressed. And it's a tremendous opportunity. And I will tell you right now that they will be able to take care of your career dreams. If you've got them, you won't have them after that. You'll know what you're going to do. The website, again, is NAA.edu. Now, Iran is apparently using commercial satellite images to monitor these bases that they're firing rockets at. Now, I was watching what looked like a drone picture of the rockets coming into the Ayin al-Assad air base in Iraq, which was just struck about maybe two and a half hours ago. 13 rockets came in there. They're saying that there is no injuries and the damage is minimal. But one of the rockets I saw come in there hit a building, and there was an explosion. So I certainly hope there was nobody in there, but it is what it is. And the Iranians, make no mistake about it, are testing Joe Biden and testing the United States to see what it is that we're going to do. Now, hopefully, we're not going to get involved to the manner to which a lot of people think we are, but we'll have to wait and see. It's early yet, and there may be an airstrike called in. We just don't know. Now, apparently this time around, what was different was the rockets were not fired from Syria. They were fired from inside Iraq, which changes the game. So now we got to be really careful what we do. Now, the U.S. strike on the Syrian compound did, in fact, kill one fighter and wounded two more last week. The Iranian-backed militia that's there. It also destroyed nine buildings. And unfortunately, that's not the only problem we've got right now, because U.S. military officials have outlined a new spending request to boost the deterrence against China over in the Indo-Pacific command area. Now, they have sought $27 billion for the deterrence fund that they want over there for new weapons, new construction, and closer military-to-military collaboration with our allies in the region, which includes not only India, but also South Korea, Vietnam, who does have a navy, believe it or not, the Philippines, and Indochina, Indonesia, as well, that region. Now, the 5th Security Force Assistance Brigade plans to keep one-third of the unit's roughly 820 soldiers spread across the Indo-Pacific region at all times, while the rest of the brigade prepares for missions at home at their home station at Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington State. So they're cutting the force back, but spreading it out a little bit more. And a report coming out of Afghanistan, which you hate to hear these reports, but you know they're there. The United States wasted billions of dollars in war-torn Afghanistan on buildings and vehicles that were either abandoned or destroyed. Remember the gas station to nowhere that they built out there in the middle of the desert? And there was nothing around for anybody to even get there to get the gas, and they wound up tearing that thing apart. That was just one example. By the way, long lines formed outside the barbershops on U.S. military bases in Germany as a handful of businesses were allowed to reopen, one of them with the barbershops, despite an uptick in the number of new coronavirus infections in Germany. And the commander of a naval base near Tokyo said Monday he expects an end to the temporary setback and more coronavirus vaccine will arrive soon as infection numbers fell in Japan and South Korea at our installations. By the way, we had a destroyer, U.S. naval destroyer, docked on Sudan's Red Sea coast in the latest sign of thawing relations with the United States a day after a visit by a Russian frigate. So the Russians show up and we pull in right behind them. Now, China appears to be moving ahead much faster towards a capability to launch its newer nuclear missiles from underground silos, possibly to improve its ability to respond promptly to a nuclear attack. Now, according to an American expert who analyzed satellite images of recent construction at missile training areas in China, that was his conclusion. In addition, when Camp Lejeune in North Carolina posted a video with facts about the COVID-19 vaccine from the National Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to its Facebook page back in early January, the comments quickly gave way to vaccine deniers and conspiracy theorists, which you're always going to get, apparently, in this day and age. Also, the Pentagon has not yet decided whether to require service members to get inoculated against COVID-19 once the Food and Drug Administration grants full approval for the vaccines. As it is right now, it's voluntary, and many soldiers are not taking this. Also, unmanned aerial vehicles are now fair game for U.S. Special Operations Command's Armed Overwatch Platform competition. According to the Air Force Special Operations Command boss, Lieutenant General James C. Jim Slipe, who told reporters that. However, he said the MQ-9 Reaper drone might not be up to the challenge in its current form. I've been hearing that there's some things changing there as well. We'll see how that works out. And hundreds of active duty and National Guard troops are strapped in for what could be a long ride at Los Angeles' mass COVID-19 vaccination center, giving up to 6,000 doses a day. Have you seen what they're doing out there? It's massive. It's massive. You talk about a production line. Wow. They're in the football stadiums out there. They're using them for the vaccination areas. By the way, if progressives aim to cut the U.S. Defense Department's top-line budget or the ground-based leg of the nuclear triad, they're likely to see a pushback from fellow Democrats. Now, the incoming chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee defense subpanel, Senator John Tester, has already said, not on my watch. So we'll see what happens there. By the way, the commanding general of the D.C. National Guard will testify today during a Senate hearing about the attack on the U.S. Capitol, joining a group that initially included only civilian witnesses, defense and congressional officials said. How'd you like to be a fly on the wall in that room? And Senator Tammy Duckworth, a veteran herself, Democrat from Illinois, called for the Biden administration to declassify intelligence related to reports that the Kremlin offered bounties to Taliban forces for targeting U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Well, that may or may not happen. We'll see. In the meantime, don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with a watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Got a lot of money talk about today with him. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, indeedy, and I want to invite everybody that's listening right now that can make it this Saturday, March the 6th, for the unveiling of the Harley-Davidson Memorial at Burt's Barracuda at 10525 49th Street North in Clearwater from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, many of you know this if you're in the military, but most of you don't. Harley-Davidson had a very important role in defending our nation's freedom during World Wars I and II, plus Korea and Vietnam with motorcycles. Because, you see, the scouts that were out there and the couriers that were out there, they weren't riding around in Jeeps. They were riding around on motorcycles because they were easy to scoot in and out of, and they were a lot harder to make a target out of and whatnot. But you can come and enjoy the live entertainment from the Bearded Brothers Band, food from the Veterans Food Truck, bring your appetite with you. And this is a family-friendly event. Now, you can be there early for the color guard, and the national anthem starts promptly at 10 a.m. Join me at Burt's Barracuda, Harley-Davidson, this Saturday for the Harley-Davidson War Memorial Unveiling. Now, that's just north of U.S. 19 on 49th Street, across the street from Quaker Steak and Lube. And for more info, go to Burt's, B-E-R-T-S, Burt's Barracuda.com. Hope to see you there. We're going to have a great, great, great time. All right, and we're going to start a new segment with our buddy Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and we're going to bring the music in this way because it's the Won't Back Down Andy Cuomo segment.
Well, I won't back
Mr. Watchdog. You can stand me. He won't back down.
Well, why would he back down? He's not going to, again, you know, he's in the news right now. He's just playing the, you know, people are going to get bored with this story and move on. I mean, he takes a look at his poll numbers, and they're, you know, they're not too bad. Many people not paying attention to the story. I think many Democrats coming out of the woodwork and having to play lip service at this point in time. But, you know, he's a power figure. I was reading an article today about, you know, how much the Biden camp couldn't stand him. I mean, the video that he did for the convention was all about him. It didn't mention Joe Biden until there was 15 seconds left in the five-minute speech that went long. All he did was talk about himself.
Yeah.
So I don't think a lot of people, you know, like him very much. We all know about he and Bill de Blasio and them going back and forth. Yeah, he's royalty and within the establishment, and there's really not much people are going to do about it.
Well, that's because of Daddy-O, and I remember his daddy when he was the governor, so that's what that's all about. Plus, he also ran for president once.
I was Bill Clinton's, you know, this is one of the stories that most people, they don't have a single clue. He was Bill Clinton's director of housing and urban development.
Yep.
He was the one that got started all of these funky mortgages that led to all sorts of problems during the financial crisis. The no money down, adjustable rate interest, all of those things were coming out of his program, all in the grand desire to get people into homes, and more often than not, homes that they couldn't afford in the first place, which is never, ever a good thing. You know, there's always just the idea that you need to belong in a certain place at a certain point in time. It goes back to old philosophy. You got to learn to walk before you can run and run before you can fly type of a scenario. But his policies there and those things that helped lead to the financial crisis, they were a disaster.
Well, some people are worried about the fact that Wall Street ended a little bit lower as Apple and Tesla retreated on some of their earlier gains. But, you know, just because a couple stocks back up doesn't mean the world's coming to an end.
I Matt, you know me for a long time. I don't really care what the markets do on a day-to-day basis, week-to-week basis, month-to-month basis. It's not how I handle my clients' money. You know, I'm an investor. I look at companies and where they're going to be 5-10 years down the road. That's important to me.
Now, how about this one? Volvo, okay, is going to go electric only and shift their sales online from 2030 on, if not sooner.
It seems to be an ongoing trend with many of these automakers, and Volvo's a little bit more of a fringe player at this point in time. You know, again, it does sell quite a few cars over in Europe and also in China as well. Europe has given very large subsidies to buy electric vehicles at this point in time. The question remains, so they've asked themselves, is if they pull those subsidies away, will the buyers still be there? Again, you know, the electric vehicles are still a premium product in comparison to combustion engine vehicles. And until that changes, I do think it's going to be more of a difficult sell.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned China, because that brings me into this part. Alibaba and Ant Group founder Jack Ma has lost his title as China's richest man. I don't know who is the richest man right now, but who cares?
Yeah, well, again, this is one of the things, you know, I get the conversations about China, and they talk about the Chinese Communist Party and Communist China. That's, again, I mentioned this, that they're not communist. You don't have billionaires in communist countries. You don't have Ferrari dealerships in communist countries. It's a command economy. It's a command and control economy, but it most certainly is not communist. The only wealthy people in communist countries are the people in government.
Yep.
You go back to the Soviet Union, you go to even places like Venezuela or Cuba, whatever it may be, the people that are well up the line in government, those are the ones that have the wealth and all the perks. China's a completely different scenario.
Now, what do you think about Amazon being sued for allegedly discriminating against their black employees for alleged race and gender bias in corporate hires?
Listen, I'm not. I haven't really looked into these cases. You want to know why? It's because, again, a lot of times it's just, you know, it ends up being nonsense.
Smoke and mirrors.
Well, it's not just that. It's just, you know, you're the biggest guy in the room. You're going to be subject to lawsuits on a regular basis. And lawyers love to jump all over stuff where they say, hey, there's a big target right there. We can take advantage of that situation. I'm not saying there may be something to this. I don't know. I'm so tired of hearing these cases, you know, it's almost ends up becoming like the little boy who cries wolf. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's got a complaint somewhere.
Now, it was announced yesterday that Merck and Company is going to help their rival Johnson & Johnson make the single-shot COVID-19 vaccine in a partnership, which was announced by the president, Mr. Biden, number 46, at a White House meeting.
Again, it's supply chain issues and logistics, and you know, Johnson feels that Merck has the the necessary equipment and facilities that to produce a vaccine. So again, it's, you know, companies working together, not a surprise.
And how about this one? Target is looking to keep their sales momentum going during the pandemic. They've been doing very, very well, especially with their online business.
Yeah, well, again, they become another type of store it's got a little bit of everything in there. I mean,
yeah.
My wife is a regular Target customer, in particular for, you know, certain groceries and cereals and things like that, that she doesn't get, like, at the, you know, we have, here on Long Island, it's, they don't have the Publix type grocery stores. You know, we go to the meat market, we go to the fish market and whatnot for various different things. We don't have so much the one-stop shopping to the same degree that they have other places. Target's a place, go-to place for some of the items like that.
Now, have you been following anything military pertaining to the troubled F-35 program?
The troubled, I'm sorry, program?
F-35, the jets. Fighter jets.
Oh, the F-35.
So yeah.
That's been going on for a while. They've had issues with those jets. And again, another example of how we go about doing contracts with many of these major military contractors out there. It's just, you know, it's amazing. They screw things up for years, and we got to continue to pour more and more taxpayer money in to get these things to work the right way.
Well, the story here is now talking about the chip problem was caught up with them, with the shortage of chips, the computer chips.
Yes.
Yeah, now that's part of the problem.
Well, that's everything. That's everywhere right now. I would think that the military would be able to, and then some of these defense contractors would be able to
make their own.
Not so much make their own. I mean, you outsource certain things that are just not feasible to do them on your own, but to definitely to shore up a supply,
mm-hmm.
Especially if you got contracts of that mm-hmm. size.
Are you a jogger?
Yeah, I am. Jog, stepper, you know, depends on the weather. I do not like jogging when it's 20 degrees outside.
Well, according to the CDC, joggers should be wearing face masks when running in public. How about that?
Yes. Yeah, go take a long walk off a short pier.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time. Have a great day.
Got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go there, check out his website, see all the things he has to offer. And I'll be right back with Colonel Jim Warshak. We're going to talk about Iraq and Afghanistan. Be right.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.